They say we're in danger, but I disagree. If proven wrong, shame on me. But you've had faith in me, so I won't shy away. Should it all fall down, your love be my favorite mistake. They say you are dangerous, but I don't care. I'm going to pretend that I'm not scared. If this only ends in tears, then I won't say goodbye. I couldn't care less if they call us reckless until they are breathless. They must be blind.
Thank you. the last one's left. I'll meet you there. Call it up, tell us to be away. I'll be your shadow, I'll be your curtain take.
Disco time, baby, 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 at Area 54.
Tim and Mike with you, Area 54. That was Cigarettes After Sex. The song's called John Wayne. Before that was Tycho. Played a song called Japan. That was remixed by Satin Jackets. Satin Jackets got their finger in everything, man. Their own songs, tons of remixes. They love the old school disco sound, and they just love remixing. Tycho's a perfect artist for Satin Jackets to remix. Cuba Color before that did a song called Points Beyond, then one from Salt. Played a song called Free, and the Avalanches off their new album We Will Always Love You played a song called Oh the Sun. It's featuring the vocals of Perry Farrell. Probably recognize his voice. Nobody sounds like Perry Farrell.
Even now, after all these years, I'm not hearing him.
I liked him back then. I still like him. He's great, great, great vocal stylings. The XX started off the whole set with a song called Dangerous off the album I See You.
So this Salt song, I think it was this song, was featured on the Biden-Harris inauguration mixtape that they released.
I can't believe it. That's amazing.
Well, there was a bunch of Area 54 music on there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like Tori Moore was on there. It was a bunch of good. I mean, it was really kind of it was a little bit of everything on there as far as styles and genres and so forth, but it was just really nice.
Good,
well put together playlist.
Yeah, as a playlist I'd listen to from beginning to end, you know, even their old school, you know, they had like old school, you know, funk, kind of a Philly soul sound to it, and then, you know, modern stuff, and all mixed together really well. That was a good playlist.
Yeah, it was like their unification playlist, right? A little bit of country on there, a little bit of rock, you know. The Boss was on there. We had to have him on there.
We had to have some Zeppelin in there, too.
Yeah, that was surprising, but at least there wasn't any Ted Nugent on there.
Yeah, nope. Didn't hear any Kid Rock or Ted Nugent on there.
He's on that other playlist.
Yeah.
All right. But check that out. Their playlist is on Spotify. Not that we want you guys to, you know, leave the show just yet, but when we're done playing, check it out. You can probably do a little search. I think it's called the Biden-Harris Inauguration Playlist, right?
Yep.
And then, it's pretty cool stuff. All right, we're Tim and Mike. We got more music, but we're going to be out of here in a little bit. But we're going to leave you guys with some Bayonne, some Kilo, some Matthew Gear, and some more of that gorilla stuff that Tim likes so much. Right, Tim?
Yep. Yep, we're going to get you out of here with a last bang at some gorillas. We'll bring some more gorillas back. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Area 54. We're out of here.
See you guys.